Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. is an awesome track. I do say so myself. That is, of course, none other than Talk Talk. Why have I got an audio buzz all of a sudden? I don't know. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1. Hey, didn't turn my volume all the way down, did I? That's of course Talk Talk from the Spirit of Eden, 1988 classic, and the track Desire. You heard Billy Cobham, Quadrant 4 from The Best of Billy Cobham, 1973. Brand X, Unorthodox Behavior from 1977. In a track called Euthanasia Waltz. And starting that long set off, me, Ian Gregson, under the name of Mr. M and the All-Nighters, and Don Dixon's Praying Mantis. Why have I got an audio buzz? I don't know. There you go. Hopefully it's just at my end and not at your end, because, you know, I don't want to sound unprofessional or anything. No, I don't want that. So I hope you're enjoying the show. If you're out there in the world, you can get a hold of me. Just look me up. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com, and I'm on Instagram. I'm on I'm all over the place. Just look me up. I'm not the guy in Bangor, Wales. He's also there. He's another Ian Gregson, but that's not me. Anyway, I've been more than happy, and I love doing interviews on the show when I have the time and all the inclination. So if you're a band out there and you want to get a little bit of kind of exposure, it doesn't have to be prog rock or anything. I won't interview anybody in a country band or in a rap band, but basically anything else is open game. Let's move on. Now, this next performer, this next musician, this next guitar player, singer, is making a bit of a comeback, I would have to say. I just got notice that he's going to be playing in Montreal August the 7th at the Italian Fest in Montreal, and he's going to be opening it up. Now, this is interesting because you may realize I'm talking about the great guitar player, Canadian guitar player, Frank Marino, who I'm a huge fan of. I've been since high school, basically. But he's making a bit of a... He's not been well recently. He's had some kind of physical ailment in his shoulders and not being able to play. But he did a bit of a jam. I think it was last summer, went out on Facebook, and so he's there. And so, am I going to fly out to Montreal just to see Frank Marino play? I'm feeling that I could. I do have a gig August 4th here in Vancouver that I'm going to see The Fix. And so after that, I've never been to Montreal. I've always wanted to go. And this may be just the excuse I'm looking for. And I've already started seeing people already starting to book flights to go and see Frank, because he's got a bit of a cult following these days. And I think he's it's going to be rare to see him play, if ever again. So, for those who have never seen him play, we want to see him play. And we're going to play a track from Frank, and it's the hit that he had back in, 1983. Wow. I remember it being played on the radio and thinking, wow, that's Frank. This is Mr. Frank Marino from his album Juggernaut. This is something called Strange Dreams. We'll be right back.
time. Using pen and paper, he's got so much time. Can you see the peasant part of the land? Using willow wagon, living by his hand. Only one is free. The poet has freedom, the peasant has none. He's tied to his work, which he can't escape from.
Vertigo Records, that is Beggar's Opera, Post and Present, a Post and Peasant, Act 1, And it's definitely in that prog rock zone from about 1970 to about 75 on the Vertigo label. I've got an album of theirs, I've yet to get to it, that I picked up in, where did I pick it up? In Wigan, I think, when I was there just recently. Excuse me. We'll be getting to that at one point, and when I rip it to vinyl. Didn't really get round to ripping any vinyl last night, which is I usually do. Grok has been stealing my creative juices, I think I might successfully say. Grok, if you don't know, is an AI and is very good at animating photos, reanimating things, colorizing, you name it. It'll pretty well do it. And, anything like that, it is pretty cool. So we had some Tom Robinson Band from TRB2 from 1978. Tom Robinson, who now, of course, a fairly famous radio host on the BBC. All Right, All Night was the name of that track. And then that set off Strange Dreams from Mr. Frank Marino from his album Juggernaut in 1983. As I said, Frank may be playing, he's scheduled to play at the Italian Fest in Montreal August the 7th. And I mean, I'm seriously contemplating taking a flight there to see it. Now, Frank is known for playing long sets. And he generally has said that he, unless he can play long sets,